I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Renewed ethnic violence continues to plague India's Manipur state. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World.
It has now been almost 17 months that we have seen this violence between the militant Meitheis, who are predominantly Hindus, against the tribals of the state of Manipur, and the tribals are predominantly Christian. But it has really escalated in the last 3 weeks, I would say.
The escalation came from a report, later proved to be false, that 900 tribal militants had crossed over from Myanmar. The report led Meitei forces to attack, though the government-led army was able to stop them. Podaiti says supply chains have been broken and their hospital has been busy nonstop. Pray for peace and for strength for believers. And for most in the West, reaching people in conflict zones with the gospel just isn't possible. However, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, uses their established presence to offer hope. Dennis Weens with Sat7 says, in addition to their many ongoing programs, they recently launched a new show called You Are Not Alone. Weens tells us,
we have 18-year-olds that have come to faith through watching the programs. And they can't even tell their folks they're a Christian. There's no church for them to go to. They're isolated believer. And so we want to assure them that they are not alone.
The program emphasizes that isolated believers are part of the larger church, and there are other followers of Christ who face the same pressures and stresses, even within the same country. Pray that listeners would respond in faith to the gospel. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Connecting partners, media, and you. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.